Episode 47, Refunds and Exchanges. Dialogue 1.
Jimmy and his pal Carl return to Xidan for a refund.
Last week I paid you for 1 month of English lessons, but I've decided that I'd like a refund.
What seems to be the problem?
I'm not happy with the teaching style. It's just not for me.
I'm sorry, we have a no-refund policy at our school. We tell our prospective students that registration is a calculated risk.
How do you suggest we move ahead? I mean, I'm just not learning in this class, and besides, I have to leave the country next month.
Let me talk to my superiors. Just a moment, please.
Cat's in the bag. All we need to do is to pull rank and she'll be back with the good news.
Don't be so sure. She's gonna give us a run for our money.
I'm so sorry, guys. It just goes against our policy.
We need to go over your head. Who's next in line?
That would be my manager. He'll be happy to make an appointment to see you tomorrow.
So sorry. That won't do. We need to talk to him now.
Sorry, boys. Come back tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. He'll be in to see you then.
She was washing her hands of the responsibility. It was all lip service.
We need to pull some strings. We'll be back tomorrow.
Dialogue 2.
Jimmy and his pal Carl talk about the return policy at the local mall.
I bought this ring for my girlfriend, and I'm hoping it's going to fit.
What's the store's policy on refunds and exchanges?
They said that I have 2 weeks to come back for either a refund or an exchange, but I have to present the receipt.
It's a cheap store, Jimmy, and I think the buyer beware policy applies here.
When I got home, I saw the ring was scratched, so I returned to the store and asked that they replace it. The lady said no can do.
Why's that?
She said that it was a demo model. It was also the last one in the store.
You had the bill, right? How about a refund?
She said no refunds on floor models.
I think you need to go over her head. I'll go back with you if you want.
You know, it's partly my fault. I didn't read the fine print when I signed the purchase order.
You need to demand some action, or else threaten to raise a big stink.
Yeah, like doing what?
Tell them you'll go to the press, and that you're not leaving this store unless they refund you your money.
Yeah, all right. Are you ready to take this on with me?
Of course I am. We want those guys in a tight spot, so they know that they can't treat customers like this.
Right, bud. Let's get on it.